This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Coming to you from the Cardinals spring training home, Jupiter, Florida. Great to be with you. Tonight's game, Blues and Ducks, has been moved to 7 p.m. at Enterprise Center due to the Blues' travel issues. After last night's game in Minnesota, they won that game 5-1. Jordan Kyrou logged his fifth career hat trick, and he's now three shy of his third consecutive 30-goal season. The Blues are going to honor Captain Braden Schenn on his 1,000-game milestone during a pregame ceremony tonight. Again, that has been moved to 7 o'clock, the Blues and the Ducks at Enterprise Center. Meanwhile, it's not the only hockey going on. As of this past Wednesday, the ACHA National Championships are back in St. Louis for the third time in 4 years in what will be 6 of 7 years between 22 to 2028. And you exercise the option to stage the 2026 event here too, Craig Barnett. You're the executive director of the ACHA. Thanks for being with us on KMOX.
Well, thank you, Tom. Very excited to be part of your show, and we're very excited to be back here in St. Louis.
You know, we had in the news a storm that has wreaked havoc around the area, knocked out power at Centene Community Ice Center, didn't it? Sent Saturday's games to four different rinks of the area.
We had some fun with that. That's for sure. You know, it's a big event that we do here, as you may know. We have 84 college teams here playing 119 games to crown five national champions, and it's a big undertaking. And we start planning this every year in September with an organizational committee group, and we meet a couple times a month. And you know, we feel that we're pretty prepared when we get here, trying to eliminate any surprises. But that's one surprise that happened here Saturday that you can't really prepare for. We prepare as well as we can, and we're surrounded by great professionals, you know, the facility manager Jeremy at Centene and his staff, but overall we survived it. We were fortunate to be in St. Louis, such a great community, and you know, I like to say that it's a Midwest hospitality where you have other ice rinks in town here that all kind of collaborated with us to find a home for all of our games yesterday. And, you know, so I tip my hat to all those people at McKendree University and some private rinks here in town. We were able to reschedule all of our games and get them done yesterday. And we're thankful to be back on Centene right now playing hockey.
Craig, do you see the growth within those universities and those programs? Can you see the change from year to year in how much they're prioritizing hockey?
Absolutely. You know, and it all, you know, it all starts, you know, at the youth levels. I mean, ACHA, in our NCAA hockey, I mean, it has become such a different sport, you know, especially from, you know, when I played a long time ago. But it gets better and better every year, you know, and it, like I said, it starts at the youth levels and in a city like St. Louis, where you have a lot of such a strong St. Louis Blues alumni here that they chose to stay in this area after their careers. And, you know, they have children and they grow up and become hockey players. And they're also involved in the coaching aspect. And, you know, that's where these young kids develop. And as they continue to grow up the ladder of development in the hockey world, you know, we just have so many more better hockey players than we did years ago. And the growth of college hockey, you know, it's growing. You know, at the NCAA level, it's grown slowly, but it's growing now. You know, when you look at Lindenwood and so forth, that are now, you know, were ACHA programs, and they still have ACHA programs. But, you know, the example of Lindenwood is now they're also NCAA Division I. And with the ACHA, you know, we have 487 teams playing this year. Across 46 states, and you know, that's a byproduct of developing young hockey players. And, you know, now they have opportunities to continue playing hockey, you know, when they go to school as student athletes.
Of course, the Frozen Four is coming to St. Louis next month. So final thing for you here, just what are people saying around the country about St. Louis just in general as a hockey town, as has been coined the heartland of hockey?
It's you know, we've all been different cities and across the country and Canada and so forth. But I find, you know, St. Louis being that mid-size market, you know, in the NHL compared to some larger cities and so forth. But the hospitality and the people are just incredible. You know, it's typical, you know, like I said, Midwest hospitality. It's for us, it's the perfect match. It's a central location since we have programs across the country. It's such a great central location. The facilities are fantastic, but I just always go back to what everyone else tells me as well, is that they have a great experience here. They meet so many nice people that are very welcoming and you know, hospitable. And so we enjoy it. You know, for us right now, it's like the Omaha of college baseball. You know, St. Louis for the ACHA has just been a wonderful partner. And, you know, it all starts at the top with the St. Louis Blues. And, you know, Mr. Zimmerman, the president there, and his staff are very vested into the ACHA with having us coming back, and as well as the St. Louis Sports Commission and as well as the, you know, Centene Community Ice Center and Maryville University Hockey Center. So kind of do it without all the support of the people in this city that love hockey, and we always look forward to this, even with the tornadoes. It brings us all together.
Absolutely. The American Collegiate Hockey Association Executive Director is Craig Barnett. Thank you for being here, the national championships here in St. Louis, and have a wonderful rest of your experience. We look forward to catching up with you for years and years.
Thank you very much, Tom, and all the best to you down there in Jupiter, Florida.
Thank you. We will have much more on the Cardinals coming up next hour on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.